And before we rise in prayer, just a note about our prayer list. Our prayer list is on the in the bulletin on the back page. Some people will make the comment sometimes, boy, our prayer list seems really long these days. Is something wrong in the church? My response, and I shared this right before Bible study, actually it's a really good sign because what it means is more people are wanting prayer. And that's a really good sign that there's a hunger. It shows the sign of a praying church. So if you want to be, if you have a concern for prayer, a concern that you'd like to uplift, please email us, let Peggy Kruger know, or Elaine as well, for the ladies' prayer group on Wednesday. We love to lift up these prayers. Just a note about a couple of these individuals here before we enter into prayer. We do have two people that are hanging on the edge of life. Those are Kathy DeYoung, got a message last night from her daughter that Kathy's facing the final hours and asked for prayer at Peace. And then also Paul, someone that we've been praying for here at Peace. He also, a relative of Cheryl, he also is facing his final hours with his family and life as well. We'll uplift Brad Halesto too today as he's still facing some challenges, and clearly this is going to be a longer process than what we had imagined even a month ago. And then also in the prayers, just those families that are mourning the loss of loved ones. We'll remember the Blanchard family as they mourn the loss of Marlene. Of course, the Held family as they mourn the loss of Jenny. And the Hagen family as they mourn the loss of Alexandria. As well as the family of Ron Spizzo as they mourn his death. Please rise for a time of prayer. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Father of love, you rescued your fallen people with the suffering and death of Christ. Guide us to know and rejoice in his salvation and to proclaim the gospel with boldness to our brothers and sisters. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father of mercy, your compassion has rescued us from the powers of evil and set us free. Help us to mirror your compassion as we serve others. Guide us to share your compassion in ways that truly make a difference for others. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father of grace, you have provided us with new life through baptism and granted us faith by the power of the Spirit. Keep us in this faith that we may be preserved from evil and delivered from all our enemies to everlasting life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father of truth, you have given us your word that we might know the truth. Provide for us good and honest leaders who will hear the voice of your truth and protect us from violence so that we may lead peaceful and godly lives without fear. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father of comfort, you know our troubles and your son, Jesus, experienced great hardship. According to your will, deliver all who are sick, who suffer, who are troubled in mind, and those near death, that they may be preserved in faith in the day of trouble. Today we especially pray for those individuals that are, today as they wake up, it's like they're lost in a desert, and there's very little resources. Lord, we pray for Kathy DeYoung, also for Paul, that you would hold them with your merciful arms and take them home to be with you forever. Lord, there are others that are in need of your help. We uplift Brad today and pray for your healing mercy each day, especially in the months ahead. Lord, guide him by giving him his daily bread and strengthening his faith. Lord, for those families that are mourning and grief can feel like a desert, for the family of Marlene and specifically for Gary today, that you'd be with him and comfort him, for Wally and Jenny's family as they mourn her recent death, for the Hagen family as they mourn the loss of a seven-year-old for Alexandria. We just can't imagine what that must feel like and what the family's experiencing. Lord, reach out to them. Find ways to rescue them in their trouble. For the family of Ron Spizzo with his recent death, that you would comfort him and send witnesses of hope and encouragement. And for the Ramirez and Perez family that lost many belongings recently in a fire. Lord, those other names that we mentioned today, Bob, Bev, Steve, Courtney, Riley, Janine, Nicole, Karen, Mike, Susan, Jimmy, Jill, Katie, Jerry, Dan, Oscar, Dan, Mal, Aaron and Mara, Glenn, Kathy, Marion, Janet, Carol and Aletha, Mark, and Bruce. Lord, in your mercy, all these things for which we have prayed and all other things we need, we pray you to grant us in the name of Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.